Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from South Florida. It's Sunday, May 29th, 2016. We are streaming on Blog Talk Radio. Happy Memorial Day, everybody. We have callers on the line already. I see them in the studio box. It's always an honor to have an opportunity to be on the air on Memorial Day weekend. I feel blessed. It's all over social media. This isn't a day to party, maybe Veterans Day, and yes, tomorrow is Memorial Day. But today, let's reflect on the bravery, courage, and sacrifice for our freedom. Be humble, my friends. Our lives of comfort isn't free or without loss. We are going to have a full moment of silence. I'd like to bring my guests on before we do that. Apostle Ely, welcome back to the show.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good, we're about to do the moment of silence. I have one more caller on the line. I want us to all do it together.
Okay.
Hi, welcome to Plan for Fitness.
Hello.
Hi, Ronnie. Okay, so we're about to do a one full minute of a moment of silence. They said around the world today at 3 o'clock, everybody was supposed to do it. But I wanted to do it for the show tonight. So here we go, one full minute for the sacrifice on this Memorial Day for the lost and the fallen.
Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the moment of silence is an honor for us to all be together. And, you know, we have a lot going on tonight. We have Apostle Ely on the line. I have our returning Sergeant Ronnie Brown from the United States Army. So I'm going to keep going. We want to give a shout out to, obviously, the soldiers that came back also. They may be missing limbs. They may be going through PTSD. And when I called Apostle Ely, Apostle Ely?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello?
Let's have you start with the prayer for the fallen and anybody that might be suffering today. with the thought of suicide, as we're dealing with soldiers taking their life, approximately 13 a day. Go ahead, sir.
Eternal Father, we give you praise and we give you honor. God, we thank you for the troops that have fallen, that have given the sacrifice of their lives for our freedom, God. We honor and we actually salute them, oh God, for they died with a purpose, oh God. And we thank you for the freedom that this country is experiencing, and we thank you for the safety that these fallen have given. And we thank you right now for moving on their families, for their loss. We ask you to comfort them in their time of bereavement. But God, we also honor them, and we thank them for the sacrifice that they made. And we thank you for sending the comfort, the peace, and the joy. And we're asking you that you will touch the hearts of many that will acknowledge the sacrifice that these fallen soldiers have made. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Ely. I see my other guest calling. I believe it's from Illinois. Cassandra?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, welcome back to the show. I know you were just coming in during prayer. I have Apostle Samuel Ely Jr. calling in from Vero Beach, Florida. I have Sergeant Ronnie Brown calling in from Vero Beach, Florida, and you're in Illinois, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So, Apostle Ely, I cannot thank you enough for leading us in prayer on this Memorial Day in 2016. This show is going to be archived and stay forever. And you were my center focus for the show.
Wow, thank you. It's such an honor for you to even invite me on the show. I thank you, especially at such an honor.
Thank you. Thank you, Apostle Ely. You're invited to stay on the line or disconnect and stream freely as you wish. And, again, I would love to have you back on the show shortly, because I want to do something about spirituality. And that's what a lot with the soldiers, when they come on, we do talk about the PTSD. And having you on for prayer was so important. And I'm learning from my guests, you know, Debbie, it's not only soldiers, they're civilians, and they're suffering from PTSD. And, you know, today is a day we've lost many in combat, but we also are still losing soldiers who come home in distress, suffering. And so I just feel blessed to have you with us. And two soldiers on the line. Thank you, sir. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving forward. I have Cassandra Taylor calling in from Illinois, and then I have Ronnie Brown. Can you hear me, Cassandra?
Yes,
yes.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
And I got you, Ronnie, and then Apostle Ely is on the line, too. So we're all together. And so what I want to talk about Memorial Day, because I asked you both to come on. You're both return guests, all of you, even Apostle Ely. What is the meaning of Memorial Day to you? What does it mean to you? And I'm going to give a brief background on each speaker, and then I'm going to ask you the question. But for the listeners that may be tuning in, this is Deborah Fidala, the host of Plan for Fitness, and we're broadcasting worldwide right now on Blog Talk Radio, and we are celebrating Memorial Day. I'm feeling a little somber today. It's not a big party day for me. As I did a lot of research, and this is it. It's a day of remembrance, honoring American soldiers. Originally, Memorial Day was known as Decoration Day, to dress the graves of those who died in the Civil War. The first Decoration Day was held on May 5, 1868. 3 years later, after the war ended, that day, 20,000 graves were decorated with flowers. In the year 2000, it was a time whereby the National Moment of Remembrance Act, at 3 p.m., a moment of silence was to be done in honor of our freedom. This is a day to reflect the sacrifice that the armed forces commit to the men and women. They leave their families for us to serve the United States of America. And so I learned a lot today. I was kind of, you know, dating back to history, and it says Waterloo, New York, is the birthplace of this holiday of Memorial Day. So let's get started. I have you on first, Ronnie.
Okay.
Ronnie Brown's been around with me for a while in many studios. Tonight he's calling in from Vero Beach, return guest speaker. He is a veteran of the United States Army, paratrooper Sergeant Brown. He served from 77 to 84, 10th Special Forces Group. Really, really impressive stuff. You've told your story many times, but what does Memorial Day mean to you, Ronnie?
It's a real humbling time for me. I remember the soldiers just constantly, and one way or another, you know, a lot of things trigger your memory or starts you to think about what they might be going through or the vets, what they have been through. But on Memorial Day, it's a real powerful time where everybody's minds are in sync and the focus are those that gave everything. To give your life or something is just the ultimate sacrifice. So it Memorial Day really just locks me in there. I'm really focused on that point there. I don't really find a lot of pleasure in celebrating, but at the same time, it's bittersweet, you know, just to think that a person can pledge that much of himself to defend, to protect others is just mind-boggling.
Absolutely, and that's a good point, and that's what we need to remember. I mean, it's a lot of picnics and parties going on, and when I was doing my homework on this, it was like, oh, it's not about all about sunshine and hot dogs, and I was like, well, you got that right, because I've been out to the cemetery, you know, down by between Lantana and Boynton Line, the most beautiful, peaceful place I've ever been in, Ronnie. And Cassandra, I don't know if you've been out there out west, but you know the veteran cemetery out west.
Yeah, I've been.
I know you're talking about Apostle Ely as well.
I'm sure. And you know, when you go out there, I don't know anyone out there, but for the last couple of years, I just go and sit by a grave, and I just find somebody. Last time it was a mother.
Wow.
You know, last time it was a mother, and you know, and you just sit there. And you just feel peace. There's nothing discomforting about going out there. So for me, it was very emotional. I have some pictures. I didn't post them tonight. There's a slideshow going on right now as we're streaming here live on Blog Talk Radio. But I too feel humbled by this holiday, Ronnie. That's a very good point of emphasis. Anything else to add, sir?
That's about it in a nutshell. Tomorrow, I myself will go out to the Veterans Memorial Cemetery here in Vero Beach, and that's just what I experience when I go. As you said, you know, it's a peacefulness. It's an energy that you just can't experience anywhere else. You know, I don't know what it is, but I love to do it on that day. It's a connection that you feel. Yes.
Yes. Amen on that. And that's pretty cool. You're going to do that, and it's good you're going to share that. You should post that too, because we're going to be tagging each other all night. People really don't know that they can just go and pay their respects. You know, because for me, I didn't know a soldier that died. I didn't know anybody out there at the grave, but I went with a friend who lost a friend in battle, and he was young, and they didn't have the headstone yet, and we were looking down at the gravel, but we saw his nameplate, you know, and my friend was just barely holding it together, and he's like a big hunky guy, and I was like, listen, dude, he's resting here, and this is a place of peace. Cassandra, have you been out there?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
First of all, we have Cassandra Taylor, First Class Sergeant, U.S. Army Veteran, Miss Veteran America 2016 contestant. She's calling in from Illinois. You've really been really busting your butt out there. I've seen all over Facebook. She just flew in from Vegas this morning, and I says, "Oh my God, I got to get Apostle Ely, I got to get Ronnie, and then I got to get Cassandra." And she's just flying in. You know, it's a blessing all the way around. We can all be together. And thank you for making the time after such a, you know, I know you just got home, making time for the show. So let me ask you the same. Thank you, my love. Let me ask you the same question as I asked Ronnie. What does Veterans Day mean to you?
Oh, my goodness. For me, it just reminds me of those that sacrificed their life and wasn't able to come home and enjoy themselves with their families, to see their families. When this day comes, it's like, wow, you know, we celebrate, but we're celebrating not necessarily their death, but their life, because of what they sacrificed so that we could do the things that we're doing. And it's going out to the grave sites. It's a beautiful thing because it's peaceful. We're able to see that they're at peace, even though they weren't able to make it through. But it's peaceful to see them there and to know that they sacrificed their lives, you know, and that they don't have this worry anymore. And we just, to remember them, you know, even if you don't, like you said, you didn't know anyone out there until your friend had came and told you about someone, but to go out there, even if you don't know anyone, and to, you will get not so much even a sense of peace, but it's that honor, you know, to be among those that fought.
That's how I felt.
Yeah,
there were so many. Cassandra, for me, it was so overwhelming to me to look around, and I know I have the pictures in my phone, and I looked today, and I was like, oh my God, there were so many. And that was like to get you both on. And Apostle Ely, you're still with us.
Yes.
Let me go ahead and ask you the same question. You know, again, we're honored to have you on the air with us, saying the prayer and the blessing for the departed souls, the ones that continue to fight for our freedom, and the ones that are suffering from PTSD. It's a for real thing. I've been interviewing soldiers, when they come home, they shouldn't have to suffer. They should have a life of peace, a life of peace and tranquility. Apostle Ely, what does Memorial Day mean to you?
Memorial Day to me, it's all about reflection on the sacrifice. I did some studying about, you know, the suicide rate and, you know, how it has affected, you know, one thing that we have to understand on Memorial Day, when we reflect, as these brave young men and women were conditioned to be ready for war. And when they were fighting for our freedom, they had to see and hear things that a lot of us would never experience in our lifetime. And to come back and still have the remains, you know, it's, you know, I remember as a kid when I saw Jaws. You know, I'm 43 years old now, and I still can remember, and I still have those moments when I'm in the ocean expecting Jaws to come out. And so, you know, for them to be able to have to mentally cope with what they know is going on in other places and yet try to live in a more civil atmosphere is very difficult, you know, and that's something when, you know, we celebrate, we reflect about that sacrifice, and even those that, you know, have fallen and didn't make it through, you know, the war, their families, you know, when we think about today, you know, as Memorial Day comes on tomorrow, you know, what they sacrificed and their loved ones that we may not even know by name, someone, and that's awesome to me, is that, you know, there are people out here fighting for you, and you have no idea who they are, and they're making that sacrifice, but they're making your opportunity to be free and experience the life that you're experiencing, and you have no knowledge of who they are. And that's great in itself, you know. So Memorial Day, to me, it's honoring that sacrifice and understanding what someone sacrificed, because you can just say, well, you know, it's Memorial Day, someone died. No, what did they die for? You know, mm-hmm. And when you reflect, you understand, and I think that's where we get the juice, the meat out of it, when we truly understand what that sacrifice was about, not only for them, but for their loved ones, whether it's mom or dad or their wife or their children. You know, when we're enjoying our loved ones, you know, we have to, when we reflect, you know, somebody died that we can experience it, and they're not experiencing it. And so out of respect, you know, that moment of silence, you know. So that's what it means to me, is a respect of reflection, sacrifice.
What a great answer, Apostle Ely. You know, today I read an article where this woman, you know, of course they had a family. He came back, and he was in a vegetative state. And so, you know, there's so many thoughts. You know, we do think of the ones, you know, the people that haven't made it back and they're not on this earth anymore. But what about the ones that are still here suffering from the war? Iraq, Afghanistan, our next generation is going out in there, and they're coming back. They're losing limbs. And so, again, this is a wonderful point. We continue to pray for the families on this Memorial Day, and really, they have to bear whatever happens. So, Cassandra, what are your thoughts?
I totally agree with what everyone is saying on how they're reflecting back on their lives and reflecting back on the fact that these veterans sacrificed their lives. If we continue to keep that not in our minds but in our hearts, I think things would be a lot better, because they didn't have to. Some of them did. Some of them were drafted. But then for those that volunteered to go, to keep us safe, you know, that's an admirable thing to have done. And then what better way to remember them or celebrate them than on Memorial Day? It's that memory, and that's in that word, memorial, memory. You know, remember those individuals.
Absolutely. What a positive energy. I knew we would have a good time tonight, and I still have Ronnie Brown on the line. Ronnie, what are you thinking about?
Well, as he was speaking, I too totally agree. And if we didn't honor Memorial Day and recognize these individuals, most of the whole reason that they gave their lives would just to me would be in vain. It would just be in vain. We have to recognize it. We have to keep that recognition alive. We're the ones that give that life, and we're the one that prolongs the life of that. We're here free, and a lot of people take that for granted. So it's not tribute to the soldier. It's letting it's keeping the idea alive that we appreciate this, and just, you know, words can't even say it, but though that is what we have at hand, so that's what we have to use and honor this time. Yeah.
You know, I saw something, the picture, which is obviously hurtful to see, you know, freedom isn't free, and you see the soldiers at attention on the plane with almost a dozen caskets. And I, obviously it's up on Facebook to say, you know, hey, you know, you can celebrate a memorial of you know, somebody, but also the sadness of so many we have lost. And for what? and for what has gotten accomplished. And this is what I say. I'm a little political on that, but today is really, you know, honoring the men and women who have sacrificed, who are in the service now, who have just made it home, praise God. And on the phone with us, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, I have Apostle Samuel Ely Jr. from Vero Beach, Florida. He led us in prayer in the beginning of the episode. We have Sergeant Ronnie Brown calling in from Vero Beach, and also Sergeant Cassandra Taylor calling in from Illinois. It is an honor to have each of you with me on this episode tonight.
Deborah, can I interject right quick?
Yes, please do.
Okay. And not trying to be politically correct, but just making awareness. Soldiers are army only.
Yes.
When we're recognizing, we either need to say service member or veteran. And because I don't want to exclude the airmen that are out there that have served.
Yes.
So when we say soldiers, we're just talking about the
army. I just got a tweet from an Air Force right now. Yes, this is a good correction. It is all of the armed forces. All of the
armed forces, service members,
soldiers
veterans,
are just for the Army. I got a Marine tweet me a message. And thank you. And you know what? A lot, we're down to 90 seconds. A lot of us civilians, we're still learning. And I thank you. I thank each of you for being on the air. God bless America. Thank you again for being on the Plan for Fitness talk show. I hope you'll be a return guest, each of you, in the near future.
Anytime.
Thank you so much for having
me. Thank you. God bless
you.
Thank
you all for what you do, what you've done.
Thank you so much. We're down to 60 seconds.
Thank you, Deborah.
Cassandra, you've been working damn hard. I see you really have been active in the community. Apostle Ely, I cannot say enough about you. And Ronnie Brown, my dear friend for many years, we're down to 30 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, please tune in to Plan for Fitness Talk Show Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.